the population of Barran was around 3,000. That is until more than 300 Somali immigrants fled their home country and moved to the United States, many to the Twin Cities. Because there were always vacancies at the local Genio turkey store in Barran, many were enticed there by the full-time jobs. Peter Olson is the mayor of Barran and head of a quickly formed diversity council.
We're seeing color where we haven't seen color before, and having an opportunity to get to know people from other cultures, which is clearly an opportunity, but also presents challenges.
Those challenges involve language barriers, a housing shortage, and a lack of knowledge about Muslim people. Women, for example, are required to cover their heads and wear long clothes and aren't allowed to shake hands with anyone other than immediate family. Because of this, some in the community viewed them as unfriendly and unwilling to adapt to local customs. To address these issues, the community received a $150,000 federal grant to deal with the new residents. It paid for an international center and a Somali to act as interpreter and liaison between the community and the newcomers. Nasra Sashi fills that role and works with the Somalis who were attracted to the turkey processing industry because of the money.
You can get turkey store working a lot of hours, and that is what we're looking for as Somalians, so we can help our family back home.
Sashi says Somalis like 70-hour work weeks, even those who worked as engineers in Somalia. There are complaints that they're displacing local workers, but the turkey store says that's not true and notes that in the past, the company has had up to 100 job openings every day. Now, close to 300 Somalis work at the turkey store. Another attraction for them, Sashi says, is transportation.
Because they don't have a car and they don't know how to drive either, so it's a small town, it's easy for them to go around, you know, they can walk to the turkey store, and they learn how to drive and buy a car.
But Mayor Olson says that influx has led to a housing shortage. The crunch created situations where too many Somalis lived together, and that violated housing codes. The close quarters meant many of them congregated at the city park, and that brought complaints from city residents who were afraid to go to the park.
And the housing issues were not new to the community. When the Somalis came, those issues have existed for some time, but obviously with an influx of 300 people, it creates significant pressure that we need to deal with.
Olson says the effort to convince more skeptical landlords to rent to the Somalis seems to be working, plus outlying communities are starting to rent to the immigrants. The cultural upheaval in Barran has spawned changes in other places. Jane Lilligard is a training coordinator at the Workforce Center in Barran and member of the Diversity Council. She says language barriers crop up everywhere.
I think the local health care providers in Barran have done an excellent job of getting a bank of interpreters and even hiring somebody or contracting with somebody part-time to be an on-site interpreter. But it's not just the language difficulty. There are cultural and religious issues that intervene.
Most of the Somalis who come to Barran are single, but more and more families are coming in and putting their children in school.
It was a fast change for our school system.
Superintendent Monty Hallberg says 2 years ago there were only 4 Somali students. Then there were 30.
They came somewhat unannounced. We didn't have our system set up. We didn't have the proper number of English as a second language teachers. Getting transcripts from Somalia was a new thing for us, and trying to figure out where they would be placed in our classes. And we had some struggles at first, but we added a couple of ESL teachers, one last year and one this year.
Those teachers were paid for with grant money that runs out next year. Then Hallberg is not sure what will happen when property taxpayers have to foot the bill. Overall, the growing pains haven't deterred Nashwa Sashi. After 6 years in the community, she feels as much at home as she can.
It's not easy, but I mean, my understanding is that even if these 300, you know, Americans come to my hometown in Somalia, it would be the same thing, you know. So we're trying to learn.
And Superintendent Hallberg says despite signs of racism that occur from time to time, he says a mixed-race community is good. It's produced the community's first-ever soccer program. It's a favorite Somali sport.
I think it's going to make us a stronger community in the long run. We often talk about going back 100 years ago and different ethnic groups coming in and migrating here to our land, and I think we're seeing that again only in the 21st century.
But in spite of such progress, the integration of Somali immigrants into Barran will likely keep the Diversity Council alive for a long time. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.